Hi, Steffi.
Hi.
You came here when?
Beginning of October 2009.
Now is August 2010. What happened all this time?
A lot of things happened. I mean, basically, I was working for the radio the whole time. Most of the time, I stayed in Auroville enjoying the nature and being with friends. In between, I traveled a little bit. I was in Delhi and Nepal and could make a lot of different experiences.
And when you were working at the radio, you came here for that reason mainly, no? What happened? In you, as a person, I mean, not only technically.
Working at the radio was a lot of fun because I had a total freedom to do what I wanted. So for me, it was very interesting because over the work at the radio, I had the possibility to see a lot of different places in Auroville and meet a lot of very interesting people in Auroville. But on the other side, sometimes it was hard trying to get people for an interview because a lot of people are very busy in Auroville and sometimes it's hard and they don't want to talk to you, but then you just have to be a little bit more persistent, and that's what I tried. It was good to work at the radio that I had a fixed task doing news, English news, and then just trying to explain Auroville over the radio and what's going on. It was a lot of fun.
Did you use this tool to evolve in some way? I mean, Auroville is an experiment to evolve. Do you think you succeed in this experiment?
I don't know. I'm not sure if I've evolved over the radio, basically, because I had a lot of background already. So I think I just used the tools I already had for working with the radio. Maybe did I don't know, not really.
And as a person?
As a person, Auroville changed me a lot itself. Maybe not the radio that much, but Auroville itself. So it was very interesting meeting a lot of amazing people, and I was very impressed by Auroville itself. So it changed me in the way that I'm more clear about myself, about my thoughts and what I want in life, and that I'm more in some ways settled and more happy with myself. And now, especially in the last weeks, one thing that impressed me again, besides all the yoga and just being here, and was nonviolent communication as one tool I really want to go on trying to use. So, yeah, and I think there are much more tools and things I haven't explored in the time I was here. So I think I have to come back and see more.
When you plan to come back?
I don't know yet. It's my actual plans are first going back to Germany and try to find a way in life what I want with my life. And because the theory was finding a job and earning money, because I don't have any money left. So it's one reason for going back, trying to find something and find a way in life where I can go on hopefully making radio and maybe go on with journalism and let's see.
About the money, it's expensive to live in Auroville as a volunteer for such a long time, because almost 1 year you've been here.
When I came, I was guaranteed support by the volunteer service, AVIS. This didn't work out completely because they were running out of money at the end too, so I had to pay more money on my own than I expected before I came. Then one other thing that came up was a new visa, and I had to travel longer than I wanted to, or stay out of the country more time than I wanted to. So all in all, I spent more money than I expected. But all in all, it's still it's quite cheap. And even in Oroville, for example, for living, I think there are a lot of different opportunities where you can live and then decide how much you want to spend. There are very cheap accommodations and very expensive ones too. So you always can decide where to live. But yeah, honestly, other expenses, like as a volunteer, sometimes it's a little bit difficult that you have to pay for a lot of courses the same amount as guests pay. And especially as a long-term volunteer, sometimes I think there should be a discount or something. I know that Verity is offering a discount now, but I think not all things. Pitanga is offering a discount for people under 25. Yeah, I'm older, so it's not working for me. So I think that there should be a better system that even volunteers pay less, especially long-term volunteers pay less at more things in Oroville.
A young people that is coming to Oroville, what can expect as a social life in this place? Is something that can be happy to have fun to have here, or is it just boring place for people that make yoga?
It's a mix, and over the year I saw a lot of different Orovilles. When I first came, monsoon started and there was not that much going on because everything was cancelled because of rain, or you didn't even want to go out because of the rain. Then the tourist season started where everyone was very busy and a lot of things were going on, a lot of concerts, a lot of presentations. So sometimes you even couldn't decide where to go because there were three or four events going on in the evening. So sometimes this was even sad because you had to decide where you went to go and sometimes missed something. And then there was a time when Oroville became very empty. A lot of people left and there was nothing going on. I was a little bit sad because the movies stopped almost. So I really enjoyed having the movies. So Oroville itself over the years is changing a lot. But basically, I think Oroville is in general a very quiet place where you can relax, think about yourself, find to yourself. But the good thing is that there are still sometimes events going on, so there are some parties going on, and I think that's necessary for especially young people. So there are some places, especially youth center or the parties at Naturellement or sometimes at the visitor center. I think it's necessary, although I know some Oroveans might not be happy about these parties, but I think especially for the youth in Oroville and the volunteers who come, it's just necessary to sometimes go behind this quietness of Oroville.
Regarding the the cultural life, you'd mentioned that you went to see movies and some performance and this and that. How do you perceive this as a quality, something that is as a value or as a low quality thing that we do in this place?
I really appreciate the range of movies because if Multimedia Center and Bart Nivas Auditorium, they show a lot of different movies. Sometimes they show very old movies, and I really like that they show movies from different countries. So you always have international movies, German, French, Spanish, of course, actual English movies too. So I just like the broad variety, because in Germany usually you only get English movies, German movies, maybe some French, but nothing else. And of course it's good for me that most of them have English subtitles or even the English original ones to improve my English. So I really loved the movies and appreciate that they are for free. I know that this is not normal. And yeah, then there were just some concerts going on, classical concerts with the last I remember was with violin and piano, or there was a cappella concert by this small school choir who went on concert tour to Europe then. And I think there are so many talented people in Oroville, and I'm just always happy if they organize something, especially, I think, again, there are a lot of young people that are very motivated and organize a lot of concerts or events, and that's necessary, and it's a nice way to come together with people again, and that music brings people together. And because sometimes I think a lot of our events just are very spread and sit at home and are not that connected to each other, and so I think over music they can connect to each other again.
Last question. You came in Oroville with one idea, and you are going back with the same idea or something else?
I think I have more clarity what Oroville is, although I still haven't discovered the whole project. But I see that it's not a finished project, it's still a big experiment that's going on, that's in process. But I go back with a very optimistic view that it's going on, it's not stopping, like some people might think. And I think there will be the right, people will find the right way to go on with this project. And yeah. So it's not just a place, how to say it? Right now, I think that's it.
Thank you, Steffi.
Thank you.